Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Getaway Friday night. You know, even on the Christmas show. Go ahead. What were you doing, Carrington?
I just love when we go from the, and now here's your host, Scott Spears, to thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. This is your host, Scott Spears, and I have to do it with you. It feels right.
And why is that?
Because I know what's going to happen, and like, I look forward to it. I'm like, yeah, here we go.
It's a moment.
It's fun.
And it is a true Getaway Friday, because it is the Friday before Christmas. This is the last live hour on this station before the big Christmas holiday. And we will not be live on Monday. Enjoy the holidays with your family, but we will have repeats on all day if you want to enjoy those. And I'll be back on Tuesday morning.
And we have so much to look forward to in this hour.
So it's time for this.
It's time.
Now, here's what happened. Probably 6 weeks ago, I think it was before Thanksgiving, we were talking about the upcoming holiday season, and there was a thought of, would we exchange Christmas gifts? Would we do a white elephant exchange? How would this all happen? And I believe we were talking about gift cards, and that there are not much thought behind buying somebody. There isn't much thought behind buying somebody a gift card. And we don't want to spend a lot of money. I mean, that's difficult during the holiday season. So let's make a gift for each other, and that would, you know, you'd have 6 weeks to do it. Apparently, everybody waited to the last 24 hours, but it did happen. So, now it's time for the big gift exchange, finally. Sean, kick it off.
Yeah.
All right, this will be good.
Gift.
Like
this is going to be
so
good.
Excited.
It's gift exchange. Remember, these are homemade gifts at home. Now, you have to describe your gift very well, because obviously, this is radio.
I know. I wish we would have done it, like, video, live. People need to
see
it.
We'll get pictures when it's over, and we'll put them up for everybody, so it's not just a description. All right, Carrington, you open the gift here first. Let's see what you got.
Okay, you want me to just do it? We're not going to do it at the same time.
No, because we want to see what people got. We're going to milk this for every bit it's worth.
We love to do that here on WWG.
We love to milk it.
Oh, it's a framed photo of us in front of the Christmas Story House.
Oh, is it?
That's a great photo.
Let me see it. Oh, yes, I remember that. I was there.
Yes, and the picture's in portrait mode, so it's, like, very focused in on us, and the back's a little, you know, like...
That is homemade.
Like, yes.
Do you like that?
I do like that.
You're going to hang it up in your house.
Yeah, I'm going to put it... I have this little, like, cube area where I have, like, baskets, and then there's also, like, areas where pictures go, and I'm going to put it in there.
All right, Matt, go ahead.
Let's see.
I love that. I knew what this was. Let's see it, Matt. What is it?
It's this is from like all the way towards the beginning of my time at the radio station.
That's Opal.
Oh my God.
This is like all the way towards the beginning of my time at the radio station when we went to Toledo to do a taped interview with Opal Covey, and it's a picture of me, Sky, and Opal in the McDonald's lobby.
Opal in her red, white, and blue outfit.
Not even looking at the camera. She doesn't know a picture's being taken.
No, she doesn't know where she is, let me tell you.
Yeah, is she like... she's not smiling either. Okay, well...
No, that's her smile.
Yeah, okay.
she was happy as could be. Right after that, she told Matt how he could get into heaven. It happened right after that.
At McDonald's in Toledo.
I just got to read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and then all of a sudden I can get and then I just...
Bada-ding, bada-boom, you're in.
You don't need to do John.
You just keep on reading, and then all of a sudden... So you start with those three, and you keep reading, and then you can get to where she is in life. Her words, not mine.
You get right there.
Right there.
In the McDonald's. Get your picture taken.
In Toledo.
All right.
Yeah, I really like it.
Going to hang that up in your home?
I am, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Oh, this was like 3 days ago.
You can tell he just printed it because it was 3 days.
That was 3 days. Mary Ellen and Jack Kellogg and Carrington and Matt and me at the Christmas party.
Oh, that's a cute picture of us.
That's a nice group. It looks like me and the kids and Grandpa and Grandma.
It does.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to tell people.
Oh, my gosh. That's perfect. Yes. Yeah.
This is my family. Right here.
Yeah, that's exactly what that looks like.
I like that picture. That's good. Thank you.
I love it.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, Matt, you're up. The much ballyhooed Matt Christmas gift.
All right. So this one here is for Sean.
All right, Sean. Let's see what it is.
All right.
Now, are these all the same?
They're all the same, but a little bit different.
Okay, so if a little bit different, we'll wait here.
Okay.
Maybe it's like a big,
It's tissue paper.
Maybe it's like a big,
the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, what do we got there?
Thank you. A snowman.
Is that an ornament?
It is, yes. It's a Dallas Cowboys
snowman ornament. Very nice.
Aww.
I like it.
Yeah.
Carrington, what do you got?
You and Carrington's are the same.
Are the same.
Are the same.
Are the same.
I feel like it could be Ohio State.
Could it be?
I did go there. I'm speculating if it's the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, it's Ohio State.
It is Ohio State. I like that.
I tried to find some socks with some fruitcake on them for Scott, so I can make Scott one with fruitcake, but I couldn't find anything with like the Chicago Cubs, or even like, I was even like, do they have like socks with just baseballs on them? She was like, nope.
I went to Ohio State. That works.
I did too. This is perfect. Thank
very,
you.
Very, very nice. All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah,
all right, Carrington, what you got?
You want me to go next?
I want you to go next.
Okay. These are all the same.
All the same.
This one's Matt's.
This is the one that has great speculation, because you have actually, wow, you got us a brick.
I did. I was thinking that before I brought this in. I was like, he's going to make a joke about this.
It's either a brick or a fruitcake.
It's heavy.
It is heavy. It
sure is heavy.
It's packaged very nicely.
Thank you.
What is it? Oh, yes, coasters.
Yeah, nice.
Now wait a second.
What is it?
Yeah, you've got to unwrap it. We got to see them all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I see it says something there.
Yeah, I really tied those up nice and tight, so good luck.
By the time we get these untied, the show will be over.
Yeah. They're well packaged, that's for sure.
How do we get this undone?
I don't know. I just kept looping the string under, so like it's really just in a big knot.
I already got mine pretty much.
All right, what do we got there, Matt? Show us they're all the same, right?
Yeah, but everyone open them. Come on.
Well, I'm trying.
Don't take yours apart so they can get theirs open too.
Okay.
I tried to put them in the same order, but after I made the first one, I forgot what order they were in. I know that the first one is all the same on top, but.
Do we have like dynamite or something?
Figure that out.
Oh, thank you.
Work on your own gift.
Can try to get it undone myself.
It's knotted around there.
Yeah, I just kept wrapping.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, you got yours?
I think we're getting there. Maybe. Matt, pull this open.
Hey, let me see.
There is more tissue paper in here than you could shake a stick at. You got it? Oh. Well, I must have loosened that sucker
okay,
up.
Okay, we're almost done. We're almost
look
done.
At that. She
one more wrap.
All right. We know they're coasters.
But hang on.
But there's more to it than just a coaster.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Thank all right. All right, funny. I'm ready.
Hang on.
He's a wrapping.
Unwrapping.
Unwrapping.
He's an unwrapper.
That's right. He's unwrapping.
Now, this is turning into an interesting thing.
Is it?
All right, here we go. The first one says, WWGH, the Marion, Ohio Talking Place. Oh, no, wait. Faces Made for Radio. It's us.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, are they sticking together a little bit?
That's a little bit, but that's no problem.
Oh,
look at this. Marion's Most Available Bachelor, right? There you go. Ah, that's true. Single and loving it. Oh, look at this. Future head broadcaster. Out to get the job. What's the last one? Oh, look at this. Ah, more Carrington, less everyone else.
Oh, wow. You did a good job.
This is very good. These are good gifts.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that took a lot of time and effort.
It did.
Yes, that's very cool.
Thank you. Yes, I did.
And I look just like this.
Yes, that's your Facebook profile photo. I screenshotted that off of your Facebook, and that's also Sean's Facebook profile.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, I screenshotted that, zoomed in on it, and I was like, that's a great photo of him.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Me and Meredith.
Oh, Lord.
And Matt, yours is just one of our group photos. Because you didn't have a great photo of you on Facebook that
that's
I could
fair.
Zoom in on.
It's me as Claxton.
Claxton.
I was like, well, it's festive.
And our holiday fun. Well,
and
that is
I was holding the bread because I thought that was funny. So.
That's a very good gift.
Yeah, very,
very good.
Thank you, guys.
Very thoughtful.
Yes, that is thought and took time, I bet.
It did.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, that was a wonderful gift exchange. And so now we've got another topic on the table here tonight.
Scott Spears is so funny.
I know, isn't it, though? Now, you have to be careful opening this because I wrapped it with paper. I didn't use the bag. I couldn't bag it like you guys did.
Okay.
But don't rip into it. Actually, you know, unpull because you'll tear what's in there.
Okay.
Okay? Now, you can read these or I can read these.
They're very fragile gifts.
That's however you want to do it.
Okay.
But it took time and effort.
Yeah, if they're fragile and,
Now, Sean, you can go first.
I go first.
Now, remember, don't tear.
Oh, look, he has Batman paper. That's
Batman
cute.
Paper.
Oh. Was that specific for him?
Yes. Superhero paper. Now, this is really down the homemade route. It's paper.
Oh, that's so sweet. He made us paper.
I made you paper. It was really difficult, too. Just like the settlers.
Is that all in there?
That's all that's in there. Can you read it? Here's what it says. It says, Sean, we have been on the air together for nearly 10 years. At this point, you really have to be tired of hearing the name Scott Spears. You run the camera and take all the pics. Your index finger has to be tired after all of the clicks. It has been a fun journey that will continue on. It just would not be the same if you were ever gone.
Wow.
There you go.
He wrote poems. Oh, my gosh.
Matt. Go ahead. There's a picture of us from the fair because you're never in the pictures.
That's true.
Yeah. So you are in that picture. This took a lot of work, you know. It was tailored.
To wrap that piece of paper. You should only frame them or something. Why did you wrap the piece of paper?
Frame them!
Yeah, I don't know. Just an idea.
All right.
Read it out.
Matt. Your first broadcast with us was during a primary election. 5 minutes into the broadcast, I knew we had made the right selection. You shocked us on air with the number of baths you take in a week. When pizza is on the menu, you get very bleak. You were always there whenever we call. You will be a success in whatever you do. Of this, I have no doubts at all.
There you go.
Wow.
Very nice.
And it's a picture of?
It is a picture of me, Scott, and Warren G. Harding himself.
Your favorite guest, the man who got out the grave. The man who got out the grave and came over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Last and least.
Last and least.
Last and least.
Sure.
Here we go. The big gift.
The big gift?
The big gift.
Why is this the big one?
Well, they're all big.
Oh, a picture of me yelling at Scott, telling him
I'm wrong.
Carrington, from day one, it has been an interesting ride. When we put you on air at the fair, you ate a Twinkie that was deep fried. We argue on air about most topics we discuss. You like to eat beef and noodles during election coverage. For you, this is a plus. You are unique and have passion about everything you do. There is no one I have more fun with or that has as much talent as you. Scott Spears. Oh,
there you
sweet.
Go. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
But apparently I should have framed them.
Yeah. I mean.
So the arguing continues.
I said thank you, but I mean, come on.
There you go. Merry Christmas.
That is so nice. That did take a lot of thought.
That took time. I had to write those things. Those are Scott Spears originals.
How long did each one take?
Long time.
I bet. Like,
listen, I had Scott Spears Day this week. I was very busy.
You said weeks ago that you've had these gifts done.
No. Now here's an interesting story. The gift I was going to, which I'm not going to tell you what that was, but that was not the original gift. That was not this.
Oh.
But what happened was when Scott Spears Day happened on Tuesday, you know, it's fun and all, and that's all great and nice. But I think it's a little embarrassing in a way because that's a lot of recognition. And I thought everybody should be recognized, and you have to do it personally, and you should do it while people are around. So I thought this is a good opportunity to do it.
That's true. I appreciate it. I keep reading it. Sorry.
You're reading it over and over. It's like a mantra now.
I'm like, oh my gosh, Scott says nice things about me. Aww.
You know what? It's original poetry. This is why the book will sell.
When does the book come out?
Oh, very soon. Very soon. Bob and I are going to get together in the new year, and that book will be out.
I'll buy a copy. Then
by the way, I did autograph it. I did autograph it.
I did notice that. I was like, wow, Scott Spears got the autograph on camera.
You got the autograph and dated.
When you die, this is going to go for millions.
Oh, good.
Scott Spears original.
But when I die.
Hang I'm just thinking long term right now. Like, come on.
Well, Sean's pick was difficult because it was one of the few that he has ever been in. So that's, it was a pick of Linda and all of us at the fair. And Matt's picture, I just, when Harding came over, I never saw you listen more intently to any guest.
I'm telling you, history is my favorite topic of all the topics. So you brought a former president of the United States and had him talk about his entire presidency. I was listening. I was paying attention.
And I was going through all the pictures, and when I saw the one with Carrington, I thought, that is our whole relationship right there in that picture.
Yeah.
Me sitting and listening with my hands folded and her trying to tell me why I'm wrong.
That's a great summary, I think. Yeah, that picture explains it all, really.
I thought, that's it.
That's the one.
So, I think the gifts were very nice here. The coasters were great. The pictures were great. The ornaments were great. Nothing here I would have to throw in the garbage on the way out.
Right. Right, and that's, I was afraid of that. I was thinking about that. I was like, yeah, we'll see what happens. Homemade.
You know what's great? Every single gift was personalized.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, they really were.
Thought into it. You had a little backstory.
We went to Ohio State. You're a Dallas Cowboy fan. The pictures are things we did that meant something. The poems are certainly personalized. And the coasters are pictures and funny little things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that belies the point. We do argue. We do disagree. But clearly, this is a little bit of a family type of thing going on here. You have to know about other people to do something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Show some history.
You have to show some history. So I think we did very well with our gift exchange.
I think so.
I do too.
That was fun. Are you feeling all warm and Christmassy now?
I'm warm. You know that. Well, it's 79 tonight, everyone. 79 degrees.
You want to get a job doing the weather.
By the way, if anybody
we need to try the cookies.
Oh, yes.
And my mom also provided these cookies, and there's Buckeyes in here as well.
I just like this picture of my family.
I love the picture of your family. That's hilarious.
There's Grandma. She's still with us. And there's Grandpa. He passed away a while ago. And here's the two kids, and we're all very nice now. They're off at college.
And like, your kids are grown, so you're empty nester now. You're sad.
Yeah, I'm at home alone now, and you know, Meredith is over. That's a nice little thing.
You're filling the void with Meredith.
I'm filling the void. That's very nice.
It's perfect.
I like it.
I do, too. That was really
cool. And I enjoy this picture.
Which one?
Single and Loving It.
Single and Loving It.
Yes.
I know. I was trying to, and I wanted to do I Love Food on yours, because I was like, he does, but I was like, I'm not going to say something rude. Like, that would, I was like, that's just mean. I was like, I can't, but I wanted to do something about food. My mom was like, no, you shouldn't do that.
Selfie.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have, like, I don't have a Facebook, so I can't go on and, like, screenshot a funny picture.
Kanga, why don't you at the very least have a profile picture?
Yeah, why don't you have a profile picture?
I just don't use Facebook, really.
Just put this thing up there.
Yeah, that's true.
Me and that bad guy.
No, that's a good one. I like it.
You've taken a bite out of it.
Yeah, wasn't it funny? That was just funny.
You have a bob in this picture.
No, I don't.
That's a bob.
Okay, my hair's pulled back, yeah.
Is that not a bob?
What do you mean a bob?
That's a bob haircut.
I have no clue.
My hair's just pulled back in a ponytail, and you can't see the rest of it.
I think it's a bob. Bobs look okay.
I don't have a bob, but that's okay. Yeah, that's okay, too.
maybe you'll come in with a bob one day. Who knows?
Maybe I will.
Let's try a Buckeye.
All right. Oh, time to eat?
Time to eat.
Time to eat. The presents have been opened. Time to eat.
That's how all holidays work.
Well, you know what? This should belie a point for everybody. Homemade gifts can work.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, none of these I don't think were super. I mean, I don't know how much money people spent, but definitely you can feel the time and thought that went behind them all. You definitely couldn't just do it in 10 minutes at the store.
No, give me a sugar cookie. I'll have a sugar cookie. I'm not a chocolate person. Or don't choke to death.
Oh, yeah, right.
on a Buckeye. Oh, thank you. That's very nicely made. Have a cookie.
There are these ones, and then there's the leg lamp cookies.
Can I get a Buckeye?
Yeah.
See, I don't like peanut butter.
Hair.
You don't like? Oh, there's hair on it?
Nope,
no longer. I took it off.
Oh. I'm not a peanut butter person.
Yum. I was talking about that with people the other day. I think it's weird when people go places and get so weird about hair being on things. Like, I don't want hair in my food. Like, that's not what I'm saying by this, but, like, people will freak out about hair. And, like, hair doesn't gross me out that much. Like, if I'm at somebody's house and I'm eating food and I pull a little hair out of my mouth, throwing it on the floor, I'm going to keep eating.
Yep,
like,
just forget about it and move on.
Forget about the hair. Keep eating. Like, it doesn't deter me in any way.
I worked at a restaurant when I was in college, and trust me, hair is the least of your worries when you go out to eat.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all I'm saying.
That's concerning.
I've been through the kitchen.
Yeah, and I think that's why I never want to work at a restaurant, never want to work in food service. I don't want to know. I think
it's not horrible. I mean, it's not like a horrible. All right. Topic here tonight. Billy Crystal was honored at the Kennedy Center Honors.
I'm sorry, my dad actually made me, like, come in the room and see him on TV this evening.
With his quote?
Yes. No, he just said, look, look, there he is. That's Billy Crystal. You guys were just talking about him, and there, that's Harry Met Sally. That's the guy. And I was like, oh, okay. Now I know who he is, so.
Now, wait a second. We weren't talking about that on air, were we?
We
did that on the TV show, I think.
Yeah, my dad watched it.
Oh, he watched it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's one of our viewers.
Yeah, my dad watched it.
Well, thank you, Dad.
Yeah, he's the best. Thanks, Dad.
God bless his heart. Billy Crystal's quote. This is on the TV show, but we'll bring it up here. He went on the Kennedy Center and said, describe your philosophy in life. Love what you are doing. Be happy doing it. It will never be easy. If you don't give it everything you have, what's the point? I think that's right.
I think so. I think if you're not going to give... I think if you're not going to try your best at whatever you're doing, then there's no real need to try, because otherwise you're just wasting your time.
Yeah. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with Ned on that.
Well, I think it isn't going to always be easy. I think that's the confusion. It isn't going to always be easy. People think because you love it and it's fun, it's easy. It's never easy, but it's fun, and you love it. So I get that totally, what he's saying. And if you are going to do something, go all in. Why go half in? You thought differently on the TV show when we talked about this the other night.
No, I think I just misunderstood at the beginning, because I thought it was like, dedicate like all of your time to it. And like, I do agree with the quote, and like, yeah, you should try your best at everything you are going to do. I guess I just prefer more quotes about like happiness and being content with yourself, because I think I just relate to those more, where I'm like, like, do whatever, just feel happy. Like, I'm like a hippie, like,
See, but I don't know, that's like Dalai Lama.
What?
That's like Dalai Lama quotes. That's
who's
like
Dalai Lama? Come on, who is it?
She's a lady who lives in New York. Dalai Lama.
Okay.
No, the Dalai Lama is the head of the Buddhist religion. Oh, man.
I was like, yeah, lady in New York. Okay, and?
Next on the Taylor Swift chapter count, who's Dalai Lama? The Dalai Lama. D-A-L-I-L-A-M-A.
Is this like a specific person then, or just the head, like at the time?
No, it's a no,
it's
no.
Like it's called, like, they have like the Pope or the priest.
There currently is the Dalai Lama. I don't know if the next person will be called the Dalai Lama or not.
Okay.
But Buddhism is, this is it. We're living what we're living, and the secret of life is to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So you're more Dalai Lama, not necessarily hippie.
Yeah, maybe just more Dalai Lama vibes. I'm just like, you know, don't
the Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama. Don't get bent out of shape over things.
I think you only get one life. I think you should work hard for things. I think it's never going to come easy.
No, I agree, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I guess, like, I do agree with that. I'm just saying, like, in my mind, like, the quotes where I'm more like, oh, yeah, that's true. Like, I feel that one. Like, the ones I would be, like, reading on air would be like, this is it. Like, just be happy.
Haven't you ever done, like, a poem or a song or something that was very difficult and you didn't get it the first time, and you memorize, and you get it, and the first time you perform it, you're like, yeah, got it. Nailed it.
No, I've never performed a song or a poem, I don't think.
Well, I thought you did creative stuff.
I do. I like the coasters, though. Like, I'm
oh, so you're not, but I'm talking something that would take time and effort, like memorizing a speech, and you hit it every word, no pauses, and you're like, yeah, nailed it.
Oh, okay, yeah, I guess I've done that, like a speech. Okay.
Yeah. So those are the moments, you know, that you say, got it. And I think, but that takes work. That takes effort.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there has to be some time before. You're not just going to go out there and wing it.
This is why when people say they're not nervous before they do something, I'm always a little worried about that. It's not about being nervous, like scared of the audience. It's about you should be nervous to do it right. You want to please them. You want to do your best. Mm-hmm. That's how you should be nervous about that.
Because
if you're just sluggish, what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people just have, you know, like in school and stuff, you obviously have to, like, give presentations and stuff, and they're probably in the like C's to get degrees mentality where it doesn't really matter and they're not trying to go out there and impress people. But I guess once you do something like, you know, talking on the radio post college, it's like, well, you're probably just doing this little bit for enjoyment, so you do want to be at least somewhat okay at it and not, you know, C's to get degrees
mentality. Well, when you're on the air, you know, I've come on the air sick as could be, and I don't think people would know it because I'm there to give it all I got for that time.
I don't know. When we were singing earlier, you were coughing through most of the
You know what? That is an allergy. I wish you can't control that. But no, the story I always tell is early on in my career, I was nauseous as could be one Saturday morning. Thank goodness nothing came up, but I was nauseous through the entire program to the point where I was the only person at the station because it was a Saturday morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I said to one of the guests, I said, could you go across the street to the gas station and get me some Pepto or anything? But if you were listening, you would not have known that that was the duress I was under.
Yeah, you paid it off well.
You give it. And there are other things in life where I, you know, what do they call that? They call that something. Don't show your something. Gosh, what is
show
that
your
called?
Cards?
Not show your cards, but don't let them see you blink. Don't let them, there's a terminology, you know, that where you don't let them show that there's any kind of worry or distress. You just...
Is it just like don't let them see you down?
Yeah, but there's a term for it. Oh, gosh, it's like on the tip of my tongue. But it's just don't let them see you in any other light than what you normally are.
Don't let them see you struggle?
Yeah.
Maybe?
There's a term, but anyway. It's just basically don't, you know, you are you in front of other people. If you fall apart after that, that's okay. But don't show it. Don't show anything.
I bet Taylor Swift believes in that.
Thank goodness.
I was just thinking about it, you know? She puts on a great show no matter what. Like, she has that mentality.
I don't know, beating a subject to death. Are we back to Taylor Swift?
Sorry, I was just thinking about her, you know? We taught the whole
Why were you thinking about her?
Because she's
I'm
a hard worker.
I'm telling you, it's a cult.
She's a hard worker.
Yeah, but I think she's probably let her hand show.
I'm sure she's had, like, moments in the spotlight after, you know, several
She
years.
Writes songs about her relationship. She tells us what's
yes,
going on.
Yes, but she always puts on a great performance. It's not like she's up there, like,
Sell.
Playing,
That's what
playing.
It's called.
She can't do it.
Don't sell it. That's what they say. Don't yes. sell it. Yeah. Never let them see you sell.
That's
I believe that.
I've never heard that quote.
Well, you just heard it.
Yeah.
Right here on the
Christmas
show.
Scott Spears original.
Well, no, other people have said that.
I don't know.
Yeah, never sell.
Never sell.
Never sell. Always let them see you where you are. If you have to fall apart the moment they leave, never, never sell. I believe in that. I do. I don't know why you want to sell in front of somebody. I don't think anybody can fix what's going on.
Why can't you, like, show your true emotions, though?
Because who wants to see that?
People who care about you, probably.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think so. What?
You know what's interesting? When I'm around people, this is, and I think I've told this story before, but this is an interesting Christmas story in a way. When I was not here in the studio last year, when I went back to doing things after I was gone for a little while, I told somebody that I, you know, they wanted to know why I wasn't around, basically, because they did not know why I had not been there. And I never did say that because, again, I think that's selling, never sell. But the point is they got very upset because I did not call them, let them come over, clean up the house, do all that sort of thing that maybe I would have needed. And the reason is because I always want to be up when that person's around. Always want, you know, maybe I'm not entertaining, but I think I'm entertaining to her. So I want to be up. I want to be going. And if I couldn't be that, if I couldn't be at that level, then I didn't want to be around that person. So that's selling to me. I would have, if I would have been around them during that time, there probably would have been a little bit of selling. They would have seen that I was not at the height of my ability. So that I did not tell them.
See, and I think that's just like one of those...
And they were upset at me for it, is the point of that story.
Yeah, because if that's somebody that you have a relationship with, that's not just, you know, you're... In this setting, you're, you know, you're performing for an audience, so, like, obviously you want to put your best foot forward. But if that's somebody you have a connection with and, like, you're close to, I can see why that would hurt them. They're like, why would you not be authentic with me? Why are you going to be fake whenever, like, you are having a moment of weakness?
I don't think,
like,
that's fake.
What's the point of not sharing that with somebody?
I don't think that's fake. I think it's just... Who cares, really?
Obviously her, because it hurt her feelings that you weren't going to be authentic with her.
Well, I don't know if that's what she was hurt about. I think she was hurt that she did, because I think if she had known, she probably would have came anyway.
Yeah, so she wanted to come help you. Like, she wanted to be somebody that you could confide in a moment of weakness that you had. Like, I can understand why they'd be upset about that. We talked about that in some of my, like, gender psychology classes, where, like, that makes sense. A man would say that. A man would do that. Like, to be all like, oh, you know, I can't let them see me down. You can't, like, show you have struggles.
Oh, I see a lot of men with emotion, though. I see a lot of men crying and excited and depressed, and I see that.
Yeah, obviously, like, you see it sometimes, but, like, I just think that's more of, like, a stereotype placed on men where they're not supposed to be emotional and not supposed to show if they're hurting.
You know, years ago, I read an article, and I do believe it's true, that when they mark happiness right down, that you're born with it. It has nothing to do with your life. It has nothing to do with how you feel. It has nothing to do with anything you take. It has nothing to do with money. You're either born happy or you're not. That's what it all comes down to. 90% of it is you're either born that way or not.
Yeah, we learned something about this, and I can't remember.
And they even say there's a God gene. Have you ever heard about the God gene? The God gene's very interesting. Some people are born with a gene which they have isolated that makes you more prone to believe in God, and certain people don't have that gene, and they're not prone to believe in God. I think that's fascinating.
That is interesting. I've not heard about that.
Yes, it's called the God gene. I mean, it's not a God gene, but it's a gene that is in your DNA that they have identified that makes you more spiritual.
That's interesting. I wonder if it's just it's a coincidence or if that's true. Like, you know, like maybe, like how would they have discovered this, you know, if they're...
I think they've got people who believed and people who didn't believe and looked at their DNA and found a common thread there.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously there's got to be exceptions, so I don't know. That's interesting.
I just think don't tell people anything. Because then they never ask.
Yeah. If you're a closed book, nobody's going to know anything. That's for sure.
No, my book's coming out in January.
Yeah? You have a release date?
I don't know about that. Maybe February or March. I'll start working in January.
Okay.
Got to add some new chapters.
Yeah? You're still adding?
Well, I'm still living. I'm not dead.
Well, if you're planning on dying by February, though, or...
Well, that wouldn't make for much of a book signing now, would it?
No, it wouldn't. That's why I'm wondering.
No, at some point, you've got to bring it to a close. I'll probably, the end of that particular part of the story will probably be in December, but you have to keep updating.
Well, then, just write another book? Part two?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think this book pretty well gets the point of what I want to make out. Kind of what, it's a Billy Crystal quote, to be honest with you. It's, I've had a great, like, I wouldn't put Scott Spears Day in the book. That just happened this week. Of course I'm going to put that in there.
Yeah.
But, it's, I've had a great life. I really have. That sounds so Pollyanna-ish, and it sounds so stupid, but I've had a great, 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 great life. And, but it wasn't always easy. So don't think that. Because, like, when somebody says, you know, my hero is Scott Spears, well, that's nice, but... It isn't all fun all the time.
To be Scott Spears.
Yeah, no, it's not.
This is the behind-the-scenes look at what it's like to be Scott
Spears.
Yeah,
I mean, but even talking about yourself in third person sounds ridiculous to me. But it's true. It's not always fun. But and it hasn't always been fun. Life isn't always easy for anybody. And I think people believe that because I project that a lot. That everything's good and everything's fine and I'm fine and let's go. And I think that's given an impression in life after all this time. That it's perfect. And of course it's not perfect.
Yeah, I think that's kind of relates back to what we were talking about. Whenever it's like, if you don't tell the person that you needed help and you obviously weren't up to your, you know, best ability in that moment previously, like, yeah, they're going to think you're fine because you're not telling them that you're not fine.
It didn't make for an awful life, though, I guess is the point. It still made for a great life, but it's not perfect.
Yeah, but is there explanation about why you don't want to share those things, though? Like the
Yeah. Well, I talk about them.
Okay.
Yeah, so I go into it. Matt, how about you? At 20, it's hard to have a perspective on this sort of thing. How's life been?
As of now, my life's been pretty good. You know, I mean,
But you got a long way. It's hard in your 20s to say this.
I've graduated school. I've had no real big hardships. I have a job that I've had since high school. So... You know, I'm on here now.
There you go.
So, you know, life's getting on the up and up.
Sean?
Oh, my life's been rough. It's been up and down.
That's a good title for your book. My life's been rough.
My life's been rough. Yeah. But, you know, I had some good days, too. So.
That's a subtitle. That's a subplot.
There have been some good days. Yeah. There have been some good days, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Carrington, it's hard in your 20s, but...
Yeah, I'm proud of the things that I've accomplished, I guess, so far, and I'm excited about the future, so.
You know what's interesting? I have never intentionally tried to hurt people. Now, you have to put that in there, because I think about this at Christmas time, because a lot of times you have strained relationships with people, and you notice that at Christmas time. And, but I've never intentionally tried. I'm sure I have hurt people, but I've never intentionally done it. I never said, I'm going to get them. And I know some people have done that.
Yeah. Like, spite? Like, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Like the other day, I sent something to you, and you thought it was bad, but it really wasn't. I didn't mean it bad. Are you ominous? You thought it was ominous.
Yeah, it was ominous.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to talk later or something, and I was I said that's kind of ominous.
No, there was something I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, but obviously that's a little, I was like, ooh, like, just say it, like, come on.
Well, there's some things that are hard to write.
Right.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Yeah, I know. You got to give me a little sneak peek or something. I can't deal with something later.
Now, here's an interesting thing with the holiday parties coming up. We got this question years ago, and I love this question because there really is no right answer to it. But years ago, I believe it was the person was having a party, and the aunt wanted to come, but the mother and the aunt did not get along. So what do you do?
I think we've talked about this in a similar situation.
This was a Christmas party. Years ago, we got this letter.
I would just invite both of them. It's not your problem.
That's a disaster for a party.
I would tell the one that the other one's coming and vice versa, and then it's not my problem.
Well, then mom ain't coming because mom doesn't like the aunt. The aunt would probably come because she wants to come.
I mean, if my mom doesn't want to show up, then that's fine, I guess.
That's your mother. You can't not have your mother over for Christmas.
My aunt is either my dad's sister or my mom's sister, so, like, you know, she's basically there.
Okay. What do you think, Sean?
That's a toughie, to be honest with you. I think probably don't fight it.
Sorry, it's 80 in the room now, and I just saw sweat dripping from this guy to Scott's face, and I just needed to point that out, but please go ahead.
Winds are out of the southwest, and...
letting you guys know, I don't have a sweating problem. It is just hot in this room.
Glandular disorder. Go ahead, Sean.
Probably not invite either one of them.
Cancel the party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the holidays are over.
Yeah.
I guess it's different in this situation if it's family members. I'm probably closer with my mom than my aunt, so I'd probably ask my mom what she wants, and if she's like, don't invite your aunt, I'd probably just be like, okay, I just won't invite her because, well, I actually don't really, I only have one aunt, so I don't have a lot of family drama, I guess, that I've experienced.
No, but people do.
Yeah, I know that's a real thing. It's just, I'd probably just decide who I'm closer with, and then it's like, well, if the other one's upset, you're like, I picked the other person to maintain a relationship with.
So. I think you should just talk to them both and say, listen, you don't even have to stand in the same room. See, the problem is people try to solve the problem. The problem isn't solvable. If it was solvable, they would have solved it. So what you have to do is you just need to say, listen, I know you don't like each other. Please be in a different room at all times, or just don't talk to them. Try to rationalize.
That's why you give them the head. See, now you're agreeing with me. I said,
but you said invite them both.
Yeah, invite.
Don't tell them.
Invite. No, I said I'd invite both of them, and I'd let the one know that the other is coming, and then vice versa.
Well, what if they both say I'm not coming because the other's coming?
Well, that's stupid. I think that
stupid, but it could happen.
I mean, if that's what they want to do, I guess then that's fine. But I would probably be I'd probably be like, look, man, just don't be around that person. Problem solved.
Yeah, I guess it feels immature. If they're that upset about it, like, they probably shouldn't be there, I guess, if you're not able to handle that situation. Like, I can think of very few people that I would just not go to something if they were there. And those people, like, yeah, that's fine. If they were being invited, I might just not show up. And, like, I'm not asking the person not to invite the other person. It's just I don't want to see them, so I won't go if I don't
want to. Well, you have people you don't want to see.
Yeah.
Now, what if you both were invited to the same party?
I would try to find out if the other person was going, and if they were, I would be like, okay, I'm not sure if I'll come or not, and then probably decide on the day of if I want to see that person.
But would there be a chance that you would go?
There'd be a chance.
Small.
Not small. It just depends on the day. Like, it depends how I'm feeling about it. Like, do I have a better offer? Could I go to a place where I am not having to see somebody I don't want to see? Like, maybe I would just do that instead. I don't know. It would just depend how it played out, and I'd probably just be honest with the person and tell them that.
What if it's somebody who you know don't like you?
At the event?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care then. That's their problem. They don't like me. They can not come if they don't
want to
come.
No, I'm saying somebody calls you and says, listen, I want you to come, but this person can't stand you.
Then
could you stay home?
Oh, I mean, yeah, if they ask me to not come because somebody else doesn't want me there and, like, it's their event.
But would you take it personally?
Yeah, it would hurt my feelings.
There you go.
I mean, they're saying that they value that person being there more than you being there.
I don't know if it's that.
Well, it is, because they're saying that that person
Well, what if it's their mother?
Okay, let me think. Go on to Matt. Sorry, I need to digest this.
I'm still sticking with the, I just invite both of them, tell both of them that each other are coming.
What if somebody called you and said, we don't want you to come?
Oh, it's a party. I'm not real big on the parties anyways. I'm fine to pass on the party.
What do you think? Sean, somebody says to you, we don't want you to come because, you know, this person doesn't like you.
Ciao. Well, I say, I don't
But would you get hostile toward the person who's saying that to you?
No, I'll just go home and sleep.
Well, you're apparently already at home sleeping.
Yeah,
you haven't made it to the party yet.
I'm not a big party.
I might ask who it was that doesn't like me, just so I, out of curiosity, could figure out why. But other than that, I'm like, okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think after thinking about it, I guess if it's their mother, I might not be upset with the person. But if it's just like another friend, like we have an equal sort of relationship toward the person, then yeah, I would be a little hurt, definitely, by them choosing to say, hey, you don't come because this other person doesn't want you there.
But nobody likes everybody. That's how I would take it.
Right, but like you can get over it. Like you can be in the room with somebody you don't like.
You think that, and I can, but some people can't.
That's their problem, I think.
I think it is their problem, but if they're the ones they want to come to the party, what can you do?
Get better people around you. If you can't deal with people you don't like, I don't know, that just seems like a personal issue. You're going to have to be around people you don't like all the time. Like, there's no coworkers you don't like. You got to go to work still. Can't quit your job just because you don't like somebody there.
I think that's a different thing.
Get over it.
I think it's a different thing, though.
Why?
Coworker, because you're going, you need to go there.
But you decided to not go to this party because there's one person you don't like. But picture all of the people who you were going to go hang out with who are your friends that you are now missing out on hanging out with because you didn't go because of this one person.
There you go.
Yeah, why would you shouldn't not go?
Yeah, but you're being told not to go.
Yeah, if you're being told not to go, I'm going to be upset at the person that's saying don't come because this other person doesn't want you there.
It's interesting. You know, a question that gets asked a lot this time of year, what's the true meaning of Christmas? What do you think?
Usually a lot of people will say, like, you know, Jesus and all that.
Are you going to go with that?
Just Jesus and all that.
You seem a little hesitant on that whole thing.
No, I mean, that's what they usually...
What do you think? What does Christmas mean to you? The true meaning of Christmas? Yeah.
Gifts.
There you go. Matt?
Spending time with and having family dinner at my grandma's house.
There you go. Carrington?
Yeah, as a Christian, I would say it relates back to the birth of Jesus, but today I feel like it's more about, I guess, getting to spend time with family and just getting to celebrate one another.
That's good.
Yeah.
The truth
was I greedy?
A little bit.
Well, it was a
slidey.
Okay.
I'll let it pass.
I'm still hoping for the green apple headphones, Mom and Dad.
Green apple headphones. You know, the other day I saw somebody in a department store, and they were angry about an African American Santa Claus.
What?
I thought that was silly. They were, why is this on the shelf? Why is this here? I don't understand that.
Well, racist to me.
See, but if you call somebody racist in that, they'll tell you no. They'll say, no, Santa Claus is not African-American.
The Santa Claus isn't real.
Whoa!
Sorry, he can be African-American.
Wait a second. Matt, you're supposed to be in charge of her. She can't say things like that.
I didn't know I was supposed to be in charge of her.
Oh, Sean.
What?
You know...
Look, to all the small children who are listening...
Yes!
Santa Claus is very much real.
She's just been a bad girl for many years.
She's just salty.
She doesn't know about Christmas.
She hasn't gotten any gifts for the past 3 years.
Kids, don't listen to her.
Yeah.
Santa's real fine, but he could be black or he could be white. We don't know. We've not seen him, guys, so...
That's a better answer.
Okay. Sorry. That's a better answer. Scott's really sweating now.
Oh, man.
He's like, oh, my gosh, you're not allowed to cuss on live radio, and you can't say that either.
I would have rather you would have said something profane than that. Santa will be there. No, you're coughing now.
what you did to me. You got me.
Oh,
sick.
My Lord.
48 hours before Christmas. Thanks, Scott.
I'm worried now. No, Santa will be there Christmas Eve. Santa comes to my house.
Yeah, absolutely. He's there every year.
My gifts all say from Santa.
All of them?
All of them.
Your mom doesn't get you anything?
What, Santa comes to her house.
Oh, okay.
He's been coming for many, many years.
Yeah, that's true. Santa's come to my house in the past. He's been there.
Back when my kids were younger and Grandma and Grandpa were home, we used to have some real good Christmases. Santa would come over and we'd get out the punch and the pie and the cookies and we'd have a good time. This was a happy family in the olden days.
Yeah, now they're working through some issues.
Then one of them didn't believe in Santa Claus and they're extricated from the family now. We don't invite them to the Christmas party.
Ouch.
Golly, I never dreamed we'd go down that road tonight.
She was the one who read Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Yeah, she read Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
I'm a poser.
Frank Church, the legendary Frank Church.
I'm sorry, there's a Santa Claus. I just...
Tell the kids why you said that.
Because I just don't like when people are racist, that's why.
And you've been naughty.
This isn't a me issue, this is some people getting angry about Black Santa issue. This is not about me. I'm just saying, if you're an adult at the store getting mad that there is a Black Santa on the shelf, like, go home. What? There are other things to be upset about.
This is just like a family Christmas. People arguing all... It's a wonderful time.
You're right.
It's just like a family Christmas. A good old-fashioned family Christmas. Okay. Anyway, so holiday plans, family parties, all kinds of things going on. Big whoop-de-doo at Carrington's house on Christmas Eve morning. Aren't we all going to have fun with that?
Absolutely.
I didn't sound very confident, but we're going to try. We're going to try. You know, it's a movie that I have avoided for many, many years, but...
Intentionally?
Well, it just never looked all that entertaining to me.
Yeah. Well, you're going to see it now.
I could probably zone.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do. Just
we're having a quiz after. You got to pay attention.
It'll be a Christmas story quiz.
Yeah. I'll be like, what was the little brother's name? And if you don't know, I'll be like, we'll get like pies to your face or something.
Bumpus.
So,
it's Bumpus.
Pay attention.
Bumpus.
That's the neighbor.
So what are we having again? Denver omelets.
Denver omelets. The little like sausage.
Baltimore sausage.
Sausage like biscuit.
West Virginia biscuits.
Combo thing. And probably cookies.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Leg lamb cookies.
Yes, that's the hope. My mom made some cookies the other day, though, and I don't think that she likes the way they taste, so...
Oh, well, she'll work on them.
Yeah,
she's
hopefully.
She's got a couple days.
Hopefully.
Well, we might like the way they taste.
That's
cookies,
true.
Cookies and milk? Cookies and orange juice?
Yeah, we have cranberry Sprite, I know. Water. There's probably milk. Matt said he was going to bring some orange juice.
I'm still bringing some orange juice.
So, we've got that. What's that photo you got over there that popped up on your screen?
Oh, well, of course that comes from Terry.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway. Merry
Great,
Christmas.
Scott's got some inappropriate images on his screen.
I don't know if that's inappropriate.
That's tiny clothes for such a large man.
Well, there you go. It's about the whole pose, you know, art. In any event, that's your friend. That's your brother, by the way.
See
my
pictures.
That's your brother. Okay, anyway, as we bring an end to this Christmas season here at the station, what would you like to say to the audience, Sean, at Christmas?
Have a safe holidays, and be safe, and Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Matt?
Enjoy your family, enjoy your friends, and stay safe. And Merry Christmas.
Carrington?
Yeah, I hope everybody takes some time to slow down and really savor this season. Enjoy your Christmas and enjoy your time with friends and family and be grateful.
And the gifts were all good?
Well, absolutely. It was good.
Everybody did a good job. These homemade gifts turned out great.
Yeah.
Had a wonderful time. And we want you to let it takes a lot to put on these shows. There's a lot of technical stuff that goes on here, a lot of editing and a lot of work. Tons, Matt. Tons. You just don't have to do it. That's the whole problem. And people have to show up and do the shows and topics, and it's a big deal. But we do it because the audience is there, and we appreciate you all year round. And we hope you have the safest and happiest of holiday seasons and spend it with somebody. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time. And we know it's been a rough year for a lot of people. But you know what? On this day, just take some time and sit back and have a wonderful holiday, and remember that it's not about gifts and it's not about who you're around. It's about memories of people. I always think about that. If you're really depressed because you're alone on Christmas, think of Christmas's past. People live on in your mind forever. So, have a wonderful Christmas. It's great to be with you guys as it is every Friday night. Merry Christmas.
And I'm heading to the dugout.
Well, I don't know if you are.
Yeah.
But for all of us here at WGH Talk, for this last live program before the Christmas holiday, we're heading for the dugout on the count of three. Merry Christmas!
Scary there was no count.
And tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful.